Talking with Cole Corson, the head coach for the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats here as they get ready to host at Woodbine in a Week 9 matchup to wrap up the season for both teams. And Cole, appreciate your time here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeff.
Coach, you guys did not qualify for the playoffs. Neither did Woodbine, both teams going at 2-6 on the season. You're one of the teams that has decided to go ahead and play a Week 9 game. What are you guys hoping to take out of this and build, I'm sure, off of this for the future is probably the main reason.
Yeah, exactly right. We're just trying to get more reps, more games. I think us and Woodbine both fell into playing in a really tough district. So that was some of the reason that we picked another team kind of close to us, hopefully, when we were looking for games, is just another team looking for reps, another team that has some, you know, young bodies that wanted some more reps that maybe didn't get as many JV reps that they wanted. We were able to play a full JV schedule this year, and I think it helped us immensely with those things. But, yeah, it's just repetition and continue to build for next year.
Had a good week of practice focusing on those fundamental things and the little things in the game of football?
Yeah, we're trying to keep it, short and quick. In order for us to continue what we're doing, it's not going to sit there and just pound on each other for 2 hours. It's get in, get what we need to get done, kind of prep for Woodbine like we would any other week. And do those types of things. So, yeah, I think the kids have kind of understood that, and we just kind of try to keep it as short as possible, but get as much out as possible, too.
Toughest thing for me to probably figure out for this first year of Week 9 games is how do you balance, letting your seniors see the field one last time, especially for you guys going to be at home on Friday night, but also getting maybe the young kids that are the future of the program some reps in a game situation.
Yeah, and that's a conversation we had kind of with our seniors a little bit too, is if they wanted to play in this game, because obviously it's not meaning in terms of getting us to the playoffs and stuff like that, but at the same time it's still building, and they're still our senior leaders, and they're still doing things productive for our program. That last week we did a little bit of it is we just constantly rotated like our defensive linemen. We had about four guys picked out, and we just said, okay, every 2-3 plays, you're getting in there, you get 2-3 plays. And then we just did that, and we have that kind of built in this week with our secondary a little bit. We're a little thin at linebacker this week, so it'll look a little bit different. But secondary and D-line, we'll be rotating, probably four to five guys at each kind of secondary and D-line spot.
Coach, you guys know this Woodbine program well. You're in the same conference. You met them last year as well. How different are they this year than last year, even though they probably run a similar style?
Yeah, you take Pryor off the field. he was explosive last year for him, and he did a lot of things at middle linebacker that just disrupted everything because he just flew around. He could take on blocks. He could be in pass coverage. He could spy your quarterback. He was quick enough to stay with any quarterback at that point. Those types of things, they lose from that, but yeah, style wise, they want to do kind of the same stuff, and run their dive game from the spread formations, get the Bantam kid throwing. He's a really good thrower. He likes to stay in the pocket a little bit. He is mobile enough to do things, and then he's a big body to try to bring down. But yeah, for the most part, offensively, they stay the same as they did last year, kind of spread run game a little bit.
Do you worry more about him throwing the ball or running? Because he sounds like a pretty good scrambler when he gets in the open field.
Yeah, we just kind of have to do kind of what we did against Remsen is keep our rush lanes a little bit, keep him in the pocket, spy him sometimes. But I would say they like to use him, 70-30, 70 on the passing side of things. They got some athletes on the edge that are pretty athletic. They like to get the ball to them, and he can chuck it. He can put 40, 50 yards under it, let those guys run underneath it, and if you give him time, he can step into those throws. So that's kind of our philosophy a little bit, is try to get him a little uncomfortable, but not so he gets out of the pocket, because we did not do a very good job against Newell Fonda keeping the Dix kid in the pocket. We did a much better job against Remsen keeping the Orvin kid in the pocket. So we're just going to try to dial up kind of what we did against Remsen a little bit, and hopefully that works out for us.
Ethan Olberding, a few weeks now as the starting quarterback after John Whitford went down with an injury. How have you seen him grow, and how has that changed your look offensively?
Yeah, he's actually thrown some really good balls the last couple of weeks. That was always kind of our worry with him a little bit at times, was just consistency throwing. John brought a lot more consistency from the throwing aspect. Ethan brings a mobility that John isn't as quick as he is, so we can do some of our spread run game a little bit more with Ethan in there. So some of those things have been really good. I was really surprised against Remsen. Ethan actually ran really physical for us, really fighting for extra yards, getting 1-2 extra yards when he was getting some contact on some of our stretch runs, because he's super quick in the open field. But it's just tough for us at times to get him in that open field just because of our power run game. So we tried that a little bit last week with him at quarterback from the stretch perspective, kind of being a stretch runner for us. And then at the same time, like I said, his throwing has improved immensely. We're going to try to spread it out a little bit this week too, because ultimately that's where we want to get to, is kind of a spread run game. And he brings that other asset to, you know, kind of run our triple option a little bit, and he can run different plays with his feet that we haven't really had necessarily in the past as much early on in this season.
Coach Woodbine has had a little bit of a history of struggling defensively. What do they try to do to stop that power run game of you guys coming up Friday night?
Yeah, watching what they did against West Harrison. West Harrison kind of runs kind of the same stuff that we did, kind of direct snaps to different running backs, stuff like that. And they were just stacking the box. They were putting 6-7 guys up on the line of scrimmage and just saying, we're going to beat you one-on-one. And West Harrison was able to move the ball a little bit. Doing their power run game, caught them with some passes, and I think that's where we did well against Remsen was, and that's going to have to carry over, is we were having some RPO looks and stuff like that where Ethan was given the choice based upon his read after the initial, you know, run play and stuff like that. He could still continue the run play, or he could dump it off and we'd have a receiver available for him. So we got to keep them honest that way so they can't put 6-7 guys on the line of scrimmage. Because, you know, they've ran a 2-3-3 in the past with three deep guys, and prior roamed the middle. This year they've stuck more to a 3-3-2 when teams spread them out. But at the same time, it's just something that we have to adjust whatever defense they want to bring and make sure that we have things prepared for both those defenses.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. I know the guys will look forward to catching up with you again on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following your game.
Perfect. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Cole Corson again with the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Again, they entertain Woodbine coming up in week number 9.